You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Around that Hashem brought about in Egypt was lice. So the magician of the Mitzrayim declared that this plague is over us. We're not able to do anything about it. So they said this is the finger of the Creator. That's a very question. Good question. So now, the question here is the third step, they give up. So the blood, they could copy. The frogs, they copy. So now, wouldn't it be better that Hashem will bring the lice first?
Yes.
No?
No.
So if you brought the lice first, and then say, this is above the nature. Why not?
Because if it was good, Hashem would bring it.
Understand, but why? We have to find.
First, give them the shantiyot to get familiar, and then give them the real thing. Because otherwise, other than that, they could not digest it.
Yeah, so it's only for digestion.
Yeah. It was the main dish.
So I happened to be a story about a villager who was a very talented artist, very gifted artist. So he decided to go to Paris.
Paris?
Paris.
Paris, okay.
Yeah. So he went to discover what's going on in Paris as far as the painting that he does. So he stayed there about 3-4 years. Then they made him number one artist of Paris. So he came back to his village with lots of painting. So everybody looked at him and said, wow, unbelievable. So he told them, no, this is not my painting. This is other people's painting. I wanted to see you to see this to realize how great I am. Yeah. So now here, just imagine if Hashem would bring the lice, so now they would not be able to do it, right?
Yes.
So what would people say about the magician of the Mitzrayim? What would they say? What would you say?
That they don't have any power.
Hasakibao, and I say, nothing. So now what did Hashem do? Brought the blood, they copied it. The frog, they copied it. So that means they have some knowledge, they know how to copy it. So now when Hashem brought the lice, then he said, no, we can't. It's not like that, they were not able to do something. They were able to do. But this one, they said, no.
Because they admit that they cannot do it, so even
right. When we have what is called pretending to admit, and we have something that admit capital A, it's hard. The capital A is very hard. And you can say, yeah, you're right. And there is some voice in your inner that says, I'm going to show you. You tell people you're right, but then you say, really, to accept it is not easy. You know how many type of lice came to Mitzrayim? One, two?
Five.
Five is good.
Seven.
70 type of lice? You have seen 70 types? No? You have any idea how many? No? 14 types of lice. Yeah, there were 14 types of lice. אז הרב דוד הכהן מג'רבה. יהי בנזקות, that it says, עפר הארץ היה חינים, and exactly there are 14 letters. Because the Pasuk says that from the dirt of the land, the lice came about, there's exactly 14. There are names of these lice actually. What? Kinim, Yeruganin, Yargubot, Kefuin, Kefuchot. There are 14, yeah, different names of the lice that is brought. So now here, the response was that Etzba Elokim hi. Etzba Elokim hi. So now the question is, how come they said it's a finger, it's the hand?
Yeah.
So now here, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom went to Paro, how old was he?
80.
80 is good. 80, and Aharon?
83.
83, Chazak Baruch. So now, you add both together, how many you get?
163.
Very nice. So now, you add etzba, how many you get?
163.
Chazak Baruch, very nice. You have a calculator? Yeah. So now, etzba is equal to?
163.
Moshe and Aharon. Etzba.
What does this one mean?
Sorry?
What does it mean?
Etzba means finger. They said this is the finger of Hashem, so the numeric value of the etzba is equal to
Moshe
Aharon. So now, how old was Miriam and Leviah at that time?
Very old.
Very old?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she was very old when she got married. Oh, no.
Why they called her Miriam, do you know? What does Miriam mean?
Miriam means bad luck, no?
Mar means?
Bitter.
Maror, bitter. So why they call her Miriam?
Something for the water. Something to live in water, right?
No.
From Yam?
No, Maror, Miriam means bitter. Talch.
Yes.
That's what it means. So now, they named her Miriam because exactly when she was born, the affliction started. That's why they named her Miriam. How many years? 86. 86 years. So now, you add Elohim, how many you get?
86.
Chazak Baruch.
Amen.
Very nice. 86. So now, we have Etzba is Moshe Aharon. Elohim is
Miriam.
So what were they saying? When the magician said this is Etzba Elohim, they said this family, Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam, they bringing us all this trouble. That's what they meant. That means the numeric value of the Etzba and Elohim exactly is to equal to Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. Yeah. This is the darash that Chatam Sofer brings.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.